Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I just wanted to talk about some things going on. And sometimes, you know, you want to vent, but this isn't about venting. This is about getting new to things in your life. And I just want to talk about things that are relevant nowadays. Now, I feel that sometimes people are listening to what we have to say, but sometimes we don't even feel like we get heard. So my thing here on our podcast is to talk about whatever is relevant in the hip-hop culture and also whatever is coming up new. Now, some people are going to be like, yo, this is old stuff. But me, myself, I gotta be honest with myself. And me being able to ask myself as an artist, are you growing or are you continuing to make excuses for why you're not where you want to be in life? You can't really do that for a long time and be successful in any kind of industry. Alright? So we're gonna go ahead and talk a couple times. Alright, so now I'm going to be introducing a couple topics. First ones first, what happened to the class of XXL freshmen, and what's the new standard for artists coming out of Maryland? Because we have two. We have YNB Cordae, and we also have the other guy from Suitland. And I feel as though sometimes people just give themselves excuses as artists in the DMV not to make it out because, oh, they killed this person, that person didn't make it major, or they hanged out with these people. You kind of give yourself that kind of excuse not to be successful in life. It'll eventually lead to other things, and you can't really control certain things in music. Yeah, you can control your fame, you can control your product, you can control how many times you promote. But the main thing I think of when I think of, like, a lot of artists not being able to get out there is just exposure. People have the beats, they have the drums, they have the sound, but people don't go out there and shake other people's hands. They're too proud nowadays. Cool? So, let me... I want to go into the topic of Jay-Z and just creating a first generation wealth that is now, like, untouchable, and it's a business brand. Why is it that way? Some people were like, man, he invested early. Go on YouTube, you can even search his Warren Buffett video that they were talking about growing his wealth and where he was even as a businessman, not just as a business, you know what I mean? And some people doubt that other people who have money are not the best level of advice for them. If you think about it, the richest people on earth have the ability to create more and more wealth. Otherwise, the wealth wouldn't just be on them, and they'd be a target. They'd be able to be found. They'd be the person being asked for money, not even tips on how to grow money. Just, hey, can you give me a dollar? But think about it. How many people can create a dollar, and how many people can earn a dollar? Not many, right?
I'm tired of waiting on my ticket out this motherfucker. Hope they don't kill me before I get up out this motherfucker. I gotta go. Now, could I be that nigga I thought I was? I gotta know. Will I make it like I thought I would? I gotta.
These new scams that are happening to people, I just want to talk about that first. Alright, so I met a chick online, right? And for some reason, people are being told, like, send me money, send me gift card. before they even get to know somebody, they're getting pictures and paying for stuff and not being honest with each other nowadays. Just because the internet gives you that level of anonymity that you can avoid meeting somebody in person doesn't mean you can't be able to grow and learn from that. Now, people are being taken advantage of. What do I mean by people are being taken advantage of? I mean, like, people are spending credit cards, maxing them out, just to send somebody gift cards in the hopes of, oh, I'm going to meet this person. Oh, I'm going to engage this person. And I don't mean to say that I haven't been a part of it, or I'm trying to talk like the pot calling the kettle black kind of thing. I'm talking about, like, just regular things that are starting to happen now, and oh, you're an Instagram model, oh, you're this, oh, you're that. And people don't want to listen to this stuff because it's starting to happen more common. The most common thing here where I live in Tennessee for all these crimes is actually identity theft. You wouldn't think about it that way. You'd be like, what's going on with this identity theft crisis? You'd be like, oh man, I don't know if this is actually true or not. But think about it. Nowadays are happening because we all have cell phones. We all have access to the internet. Or if we don't, it's a necessity. And I guarantee you there's people out there that can't even go 10 seconds, let alone even a minute, without their phone. They have to be connected. They have to be ready to go. And sometimes I don't even remember the last time I was like coming up in school and we didn't even have cell phones, let alone flip phones. Now it's like an everyday thing. I gotta have an iPhone X, XR, XX Max, or I gotta have the new Samsung 10 or OnePlus, and people are just spending cake on cake with no real value being built up. They don't own shit. They don't even have a net worth. There's other people that aren't being even financially educated. All right, that topic's done. Cool. So now I want to talk a little bit about the music and how this music is starting to be creative. And also, if you don't subscribe to the new level of hip-hop, it's going to take over to that point where you hear songs like 1942, for example, or West Side with Blueface, YNB Cordae, G-Eazy. The new face of rap is not how many bars can I spit in 2 minutes or how many things people didn't hear before. It's more so like, is my beat catchy? Can they play that in the club? Are people listening and streaming everything that I'm having right now? And am I bringing content that's relevant to the growth of wherever I'm from? Let's say I'm rapping from B-more, or I'm rapping from here in Knoxville. Am I really representing that, or am I just talking money and drugs and women? Like, some people are still waiting for the real hip-hop to hit. And I know sometimes real hip-hop heads get mad when they hear some stuff and they're like, man, that was whack. He had no bars. That was not skill. But think about it. How many people have 1 million followers willing to pay them for what they say? Not a lot. I want to bring up another topic for you guys. And this is in regards to just creating opportunities for other artists. I really feel like some people are skimping on the product. They're just giving you half-assed product, putting some, what I like to call, baking soda. I'm not talking just about that OTG kind of stuff. I'm talking like they giving you half-assed product and they want you to think they're making $1 million from you. They're not doing nothing. They ain't hurting my business. They ain't hurting your business. It's just what you think about it, you know? And some people kind of hate the fact that hip-hop has grown like it is. But hip-hop has changed.
Baking soda, I got baking soda. Baking soda, I got baking soda.
And if change doesn't come, it will never happen. And marketing has to happen. People have to be able to make money off your brand. Just think about it when Odd Future came out. They revolutionized that whole, I don't want to call it guerrilla marketing, but they kind of made the pop-up shop so popular that artists could make anywhere from extra six figures to seven figures in about 3 or 4 days of just selling shirts at overpriced premiums. If you think about it, how many people cop Yeezys and how many people cop a little bit of 2 Chainz sauce, or they go to pop-up shops with Tyga? And you think about it, you spend like anywhere from $100 on 2 t-shirts to a couple grand every time you go to a concert. Or if you go to a Coachella concert, you're going for a top-of-line brand, but you may be only there for a couple days, not even the whole Coachella. Just think about it. Some people are not understanding that hip-hop is now an experience. It's no longer just bringing out a culture and making things happen just for one group or one person or one set of people. And I don't need to go further than that. I think we all understand what it means, right? And other than that, like, think about it now. If you're not marketing your brand as a hip-hop artist, you're missing money. Monetizations, ads, people bringing you great content. And you can make money on top of your money. Why not? Like, people are just like, oh, man, he's making all that bread. Why didn't he share some? Swing 10 million at me. You're not worth 10 million. You're worth a dollar to some people of time. I was listening to some of like Rick Ross album, and it was this segment called Dope Bitch Skit. I'm gonna play a little bit of a segment for you. That way you guys understand what I'm saying.
I love a Daytona, rose gold Rolex, the blackface, a good Fendi fur, some Tom Ford thigh highs, like, yeah, and a crocodile Birkin. I'm set. Basic bitches make me nervous.
Yes!
They make me nervous. You want to impress? Okay. Here, I'm going to show you. If you're a boss, this stack right here falls out of your pocket. You don't even keep got walking. Time to pick it up. You don't got walking. Time. You keep going. It's not even worth your time.
Your minutes cost more than the stack.
I have my basic bitches pick up my money for me. I pay my basic bitches to pick up my money for me.
That's cool.
I tell them keep it. Buy something nice. Rave is having a sale.
Yes.
You know the real boss bitches, though?
Yeah.
Call up George Condo. Make me a fucking one of a kind.
One of ones.
One of ones.
How much was it?
Priceless, baby. You know, I don't know what basic bitches do. They wash their hair with shampoo. You know what we wash our hair with?
I wash my hair with fucking champagne. Baby.
All
champagne.
Day.
I hope it's Bel Air Rosé.
I bathe in Bel Air Rosé. I have people wash me in Bel Air Rosé. People fucking throw rose petals at me when I walk by.
Yeah, I understand it was kind of a skit, but think about it this way, like, if you're bringing great content, you will understand how much hip-hop influence in your decisions and your shopping, and also not just the influence on the culture, but think about it as a society. How many people now dress up or buy big rims for their cars, or even try and make new disguises about their identity when, you know, a lot of people are wondering, like, where's hip-hop headed? Hip-hop is in you. Hip-hop is around you. Hip-hop influenced what you do nowadays. How many people have first-generation wealth from coming up in the streets of New York or going in the streets of Cali, flipping drugs just to make that end goal happen? Just think about it, guys. All right, I appreciate y'all for listening. And please tune in. If you want a feature, just send me an email and I will add you to our podcast. All right? J. King going out.
World fucking. Yeah. 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 I said, bitch, it's that turn up, turn up. It's that turn up. I said, nigga, it's that turn up, turn up. It's that turn. Got some weed, nigga, burn it, nigga, burn it. Got some pills, nigga, turn up, turn up. Yeah, turn up, turn up.